signups for disaster assistance programs began Tuesday as Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA implemented the programs in record time and kept his commitment to begin sign-up on April 15th. Now, to ensure enrollment goes smoothly, he said the more than 2,000 Farm Service Agency staffers are doing everything necessary to help farmers and ranchers who have suffered with no assistance for 2.5 years. Christina Butts, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said the disaster program has been an issue that's been near and dear to a lot of producers who are members of NCBA.
And it was one of the many topics that we were working on through the development of what finally became the 2014 Farm Bill. So it's good news. Our legislative conference was going on here in Washington just last week, and quite a few of our producers actually joined NCBA staff for a meeting with the Farm Service Agency and their administrator, talking about these programs, what it means to cattle producers, thanking them for the time that we know they've invested on trying to get these programs up and going, and quite frankly, also the training throughout the country, just to make sure that the county FSA offices as well as the state FSA offices are ready to go for when producers start coming in looking for those disaster assistance over the last few years.
Of course, producers will need to have certain information available before heading in to sign up for disaster assistance. And she said it's important you know which years you're looking for disaster assistance for.
The programs right now will actually provide assistance for years in 2012, 2013, and we're already halfway through the 2014 year with a lot of the country experiencing disaster conditions as well. So make sure that you have the documentations separated for those specific years and the type of assistance that you're looking for. Some of the records that might be required or requested is obviously ownership of livestock or the cattle, any types of invoices or feed bills, etc. If you're looking for some of the livestock forage programs or others of these programs that FSA has available to producers. So it might be worth a call to your FSA office before you actually make the trip down there just to see what programs that you might qualify for, so that way you can start working on getting the correct documentation put together before you make the trip down to the FSA office. But the message that we heard from headquarters last week when our members were in town is that they're here to help. They want to work with producers. They want to be able to provide this assistance. They realize that since we haven't had disaster assistance since 2011, that there's going to be a lot of questions along the way, but FSA is really looking forward to working with producers throughout the country to try to get them the assistance they need as soon as possible.
Christina looks at the disasters where assistance can be available.
Obviously, the drought that's been plaguing most of our country for the last few years, it started out in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, now has moved further west, California, Nevada, those parts of the states. When you start looking at the blizzard conditions that plagued the Dakotas, Nebraska, Colorado, wildfires, any type of a natural disaster, whether it might be a flood, fire, drought, blizzard type of conditions, those will all be disasters that will be covered under this disaster assistance program. So producers that have experienced any of that, have the documentation, need to make a trip down to their county FSA office and start those conversations about what benefits they might have available for them under this disaster package.
Again, for more information, just stop by your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.